Hey, y'all, it's Jeremy, host of the Sports Medicine Broadcast. I really want to make sure that I thank the one person who has supported me more than anybody, my beautiful wife, Sarah, S-A-R-A-H. So my beautiful wife, Sarah, so her name is going to be the key to unlocking your chance to win the November gift certificate at sportshealth.com. Again, my beautiful, wonderful, lovely wife, Sarah. You got to make sure you spell it correctly. It has the H at the end, Sarah, with an H at the end. That's the key to unlocking sportshealth.com/SMBs giveaway for the Sports Medicine Broadcast. Make sure you check it out. Thanks.
17 this year?
Already, yeah.
All right, here we go. All right, we're back at SWATA, right outside the Memorial Hermann booth in the Exhibition Center. John and I were having a conversation about Gatorade and G-Week, and John was talking about how he freaks out if one of his coolers gets a scratch, and he has to call and cry to Gatorade, and Gatorade won't give him any love. He keeps trying to retweet, or get Gatorade to retweet him, but they won't, so I figure maybe if I do this on air, Aaron can at least get him a Gatorade retweet or something. But we're talking to Aaron Francell. I've talked to Aaron, I think, twice before on the podcast, but something that he's kind of in charge of, or at least he introduced me to, was G-Week, which is a really freaking awesome thing. I don't know why they do it or why other people don't do it, but essentially they come out to your school, talk to your kids, give all of the athletes 3 days worth of before, during, and after Gatorade product, and then they do like an education about the product and nutrition and fueling your body. And so they talk to the kids, you know, 1, 2, or 3 days, however you set it up, and they give you that product for you to dispense, and pretty much it's all free. You get all these coolers, all this other stuff. Sometimes they give a mini fridge out. John's like,
I didn't get the mini fridge.
And so
sign back up.
So I'm not really sure why they do it and how it makes money. I mean, obviously Gatorade's making some money, right? But it's awesome. And so I really wanted to talk to Aaron, see kind of how it works. And you know, I've referred some people in other states because they were like, man, I need some new cooler. I was like, dude, try out a G Week. They're like, what is that? And so let's talk to you for a minute about that, and then we'll just talk about our personal experience with running a G-Week and go from there. All right, so Aaron, introduce yourself briefly, and then let's talk about G-Week.
Yeah, so again, this is, I think, my second time on the show, so thanks again for having me. But yeah, so Gatorade Week, when the team that I'm on, the field team, which is called the G-Force team, was started several years back. This was one of the very first initiatives that we had, and thankfully we have continued to do it. I think, as Jeremy mentioned, it's been very successful for us, just for marketing purposes, getting our product out there, but more importantly for the athlete education, which is really our charge with this position. So we've been able to do a lot of that and speak personally with athletes, working with the athletic trainers to get kind of bolster their messaging and things that they already are doing on a given day. But as we've found out, it just doesn't hurt to hear it from an outside source. And thankfully Gatorade has the respect amongst athletes that our word goes a long way with them. So
yeah, I feel like the message is more or less the same that you're sharing with the kids, but like you said, just hearing it from a different source is like, oh yeah, that's, you know, or it either adds credibility or just they hear it for the first time. And so it's something pretty cool, and the message is really just that simple. You have to have nutrition, you have to have food in to fuel your body. And I mean, it was really easy for me to set up. So tell me, how does this make sense for Gatorade?
So again, one of the biggest goals of my division, I work underneath the youth partnerships division in Gatorade. So our big charge is really to work with youth athletes, 13 to 17-year-old age bracket, anywhere in that age, high school age athletes. That's obviously a very impressionable time for athletes to hopefully get them to develop some good habits as far as not only hydration, but fueling themselves before, during, and after they compete. So we have just found that, you know, that's just a really good time for them to hear this sort of messaging. We don't get any sort of kickback from it, nothing like that. It's just a way for us to, again, expose these athletes to the proper benefits of hydration and things like that. So that's really essentially that what we're there for.
All right, so obviously here in the Houston area, there's quite a few. We were talking just before we started the recording. You've done 17 so far this year.
Correct.
So that's a lot of G Week going on here. But is this a national campaign, or is this only in like metropolitan areas? Or?
So wherever we have a market manager, each of us has roughly 22 allotted to us per calendar year. So we have expanded this in the last year. Seattle, we just added Detroit. We have about 5 or 6 people on the West Coast, 4 people in Texas, 4 people in Florida, Chicago, Boston. So, I mean, we really have continued to spread out since I started. So if you think each one of those is doing 22, I don't know how many we even have on our team right now. I believe it's upwards of 50. So we're doing quite a few and touching quite a few athletes per year with that messaging. So that's really and hopefully to continue to expand that is really our goal as well.
All right, so tell me about what normally comes in with the G League, or how you guys normally do that, and then John and I will kind of talk about what we've got.
Sure. So we really look for schools such as both of you all that have really embraced not only the product, but are really looking to work with us and kind of form a partnership. Obviously, there's a lot of people that would like just some a bunch of free stuff dropped off, but really the messaging and all that is a side part of it. But for us, it's really important to find schools that we can really partner with and hopefully help bolster the athletic program on our front and to help you guys out. So that's really first and foremost something that we would look for. Additionally, as far as actual setup, you know, once all that stuff makes sense and hopefully if we have enough slotted for the calendar for that year, then we will go ahead and just move forward, and it's very simple. We'll send out that athlete projection form, which you guys are well aware of how that stuff works, and we'll essentially see, you know, how many athletes do you have active during that particular season, be it fall, spring, or winter, and then we will have enough product between powder and then the prime chews, shakes, and bars to make sure that every athlete on campus gets at least a serving per day of each, and then that's pretty much the way we do it, and then we'll schedule the actual sports nutrition messaging, usually for the first day, but we're pretty flexible with how that works too.
All right, and then some of the other promotional items, the like the coolers and stuff. Talk about what you normally send, or what are some of the most popular things that they send out?
Yeah, so it depends on what you all have currently. As we know, John has a stockpile of coolers. I've never seen anything like it. It's beautiful. It's just a huge orange room. But no, so it just depends on your allotment. Some schools need more than others. The goal is that they have the proper mechanisms to distribute and set up fueling stations. So we usually will send a couple 10-gallon coolers, a few of the 7 gallons, a few of the 60-quart rolling coolers, and then some banners and cups and things like that in addition to the product.
All right, so when I mentioned mini fridge, what does that work? John's over there drooling or wondering why.
So a fridge, Gatorade fridge, it's like a countertop cooler, and it houses a good amount of product. And essentially what that is if you're purchasing in the neighborhood of $1,000 a year with either straight case product through one of our team dealer partners or kits, any combination thereof in a calendar year, and you're consistent with it, then that qualifies you for a fridge.
All right, so then actually one thing you talked about either on the podcast or last time was the Gatorade vending machine. Y'all still do that?
Yes, yes.
So I'm going to try and see if I can get that approved, because I know with the nutrition laws, they just like backed off on them here.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to try and push that again. So I may get you to send that out to me. I think I still have it all saved. But it's a really cool deal, too, with Gatorade. They send out the cooler. I mean, you said it was like a spaceship-looking
It looks like a spaceship.
Vending machine in... You, whoever it is, if it's the coach or an athletic trainer, decides the price.
Yes.
You have to buy the product and stock it, but everything is ours. The only thing you have to pay is the credit card fee or something like that. Basically, you have to pay for the electricity and the fee. So you know, they give you this awesome machine, and you get to profit off of it just because you're having the product there in school. So something you might want to check out.
But. Yeah, it's just it's just really an in-house fundraiser for athletics. However you guys see fit on how you would distribute the funds. Obviously, with certain contractual things that certain districts have, there are some roadblocks, but we found that we've been able to kind of work past that as long as things are put in an athletic corridor. As you said, there are some of the sugar laws and things like that we have in state. Two things on that. First and foremost is we are officially deemed to be the partner of the UIL for all of Texas athletics. So all of our products, Prime, Perform, Recover, everything that we offer is officially licensed by the UIL as a partner. So we are the official sports fuel of that, which not a lot of people can say. So there is that hurdle, and then the other one being the sugar thing. There are certain times during the day that, you know, obviously once athletics is going on, the machines actually have built-in timers, and you can set your own timer for your school. So if you know, let's just say from 10 to 2, there's no athletics going on, well, you can actually set a timer that the machine is not operable for that time period, so then you know that you're not going to infringe upon that at all. So you can set different timers for different days. You can always cancel that out. So they're very user-friendly with that.
Aaron actually called me about the spaceship.
Yes.
A couple years ago, maybe.
Yes.
And we were really anxious to try to get it put in place. Our school district took has a stance on actual school district employees stocking vending machines that you're not allowed to do that. You have to have an outside agency come in and stock it for you because there's too much of a opportunity for, you know, taking a dollar out here, a dollar out there, whatever the case is. So our school district kind of took the stance that school district employees are not allowed to do that kind of stocking and then taking the cash out. So unfortunately for Dickinson at this point in time, it's not a possibility. Should that ever change, I'm going to get it done ASAP because I think it's a wonderful opportunity to get good, at least better nutrition into our kiddos, get them some recovery after the fact, get them ready to go participate, and then also maybe kind of support some athletics on the side financially. So
they don't let district personnel at all? I know it's not you because you would be the one directly benefiting.
Yes,
all right, so John, here's the deal. You're going to set up a company that sells Gatorade. I'm going to set up a company and we'll just...
You come do mine and I'll come do yours?
Yeah,
sounds
exactly.
Like a plan.
Sounds good.
LLC.
There you go.
All right, so John, talk to me a little bit about your experience with the Gator G Week. How many you've done? Kind of how you've run them, and go from there.
Well, I'm a huge fan of Gatorade. I've always believed in it. Its ability to help fuel our athletes and help them recover, and thrilled that they've really taken it personal that they're going to make overall nutrition of our athletes a priority. So I've always been behind their message and what they're selling. I believe 100%. Part of my, I guess a fault of mine is that I have to have things looking very nice and professional. I hope my wife didn't listen to this because she's going to say, well, then why does the side of your bed look like it looks? But, on the sidelines.
It's my safe place.
Yeah, exactly. On the side, on our sideline, if you look down from the stands, our sideline, everything has to be lined up properly. Everything has to be the same order. You can't put we run two sideline tables. You can't put a 10-gallon cooler on the left side and a 7-gallon cooler on the right side and then the same thing on the right side. No, they have to stair step properly. And our kids don't understand that kind of. Our student trainers don't understand that kind of stuff until we play someone who doesn't care about stuff like that, and they go, oh well, we take pride in it, and they don't. Anyway. I'm getting off on a tangent right now, but you walk into our outdoor storage room and it looks like a Gatorade warehouse. We have stuff everywhere, and we take pride in it. And anyway, so I'm a big fan. We've hosted I think two G weeks at Dickinson, and it's been a great experience each time. Our kids. At first, even our coaches didn't exactly understand what we were getting into, and why are we giving up athletic period time? We can tell them don't eat a bag of chips. We can tell them that's not good good fuel for their body. Why do we have to? Yeah, hot fries are not the solution. Why do we got to give up this time for this guy? Well, Aaron came in and spoke to the kids and was able to do it. Was able to speak to them and our coaches in a relevant way, in a way that that made sense to them, and really piqued the interest in our kids. For weeks after we hosted our G Week, we'd have kids come in and say, "Hey, well, that guy said something about this and this and this, you know." And I told my mom that she needed to not serve this or not serve that or eat this or eat. It's carried over. It's meant something to our kids. That's been a tremendous benefit to our athletic department. Obviously all the product that we get has helped. I think I probably could have lied about, oh, yeah, we only have two 10-gallon coolers to try to score some more out of Gatorade. But, you know, we tell them the truth, and they take care of us, and just thrilled to be, you know, partnered up with them. And you know, if they want to throw Dickinson ISD's name on their website as a partner with them, do it. Love it.
It doesn't hurt that your school's also bright orange in their colors, huh?
And we're the Gators.
The Gators, yeah, there you go.
They are aiding the Gators.
That's right.
Only Gators in the state of Texas, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, we are.
So we did one G Week, and I think I was the first in our district to do it.
You were, yeah.
And so.
And then Jesse, and we've done a few more. Jesse at Dobie.
Yeah.
We've done a few more.
And so it was pretty cool for me to be the first one, but it's also a little nervous because, you know, I am getting all of them, trying to get all of them together on one day to do this presentation, and some of the coaches were like, oh, well, I thought it was optional. Well, it is, but so is you getting the stuff for your kids. You don't come, you don't get the stuff. I mean, yeah. But it really was that simple as, hey, we're going to schedule this for this day, and Aaron just, you know, we showed him a couple of videos, like the Michael Jordan video, Michael Jordan flu video where he's drinking Gatorade all the time, saying, hey, you know, this works. So he piques their interest, tells them a little bit, gives them some giveaway stuff, and again, it just reinforces somebody else hearing it, somebody else saying it, and it impacts them just a little bit differently, plus they're getting free stuff, and he's like, all right, I'm going to ask you questions afterwards so the kids pay attention a little bit more.
Well, I want to encourage, you know, any of the athletic trainers that might be listening to this, you know, if you're interested in hosting one, contact Aaron or whoever your regional person might be. You know, I'll be honest, that the first time we did it, it was a little intimidating when you sent me you got to fill this out and project these numbers. I'm looking at that going, oh, man, that's going to take forever. It didn't. It took me a matter of about 15 minutes to get all that information together, send it back to them, and then, you know, about 5 days later, oh, yeah, we got, four pallets for you here. You know, where do we drop them off? Yeah, it was such a positive thing, such a cool thing that we did.
And we've got something I'll point out too, and I appreciate the kind words from both of you. But one thing that we do have too, something that may be a little bit less formal. Some schools that maybe don't necessarily want to allot the time, or if they think it's going to be too much of a time constraint as far as athletics is concerned, we do what we call formative experience, which is a kind of a mini version of a G Week. So we could do something where we would tie in a simple sports nutrition message akin to what these gentlemen are discussing, and then I can actually bring some product out of my own personal allotment, maybe for an individual team, maybe a football team that's in season wants to do something like that. Then we can always do something like that and come out and talk to them after a practice, give them some recover shakes, give them some chews for the next day, and then just do something a little bit less formal. So there is that option too.
All right, so while we're on it, if someone wants to find out more information about maybe their area, how are they going to do that?
They can just contact me. I'm the senior person here, which is hard to believe, but I am the senior person in the state now. But we have a couple new guys that have come on board, and then my counterpart in North Dallas has been here for a few years. But feel free to reach out to me via my email or my phone number or however else. I don't know if you want to put that on the side or
to say it there because I don't know where people will be listening to.
So my email address is my first name, Aaron, Aaron, dot my last name, Francel, Francl, and that's at PepsiCo.com. Or feel free to just shoot me a text. My number is 405-590-2157.
All right, so Francel is a little deceiving. There's no E there. So I always thought it was Frankel, and then I said Francel. So, all right, so with the G Week, you know, I just really enjoyed it, just having that extra product, too, to give to kids. Because, you know, we have some kids, like, I'm not feeling well, I didn't eat. Well, here, I got this stuff that Gatorade gave us. It doesn't hurt me any to give it to you. You know, I didn't pay for it. Let me just take care of you. And, you know, during the two-a-days, like coming up in August, what we'll actually do now is have Gatorade outside of the training room every day, because when they're working out there in the heat, we're making sure there's no excuse now, because Gatorade's given us this opportunity to provide this for you, to take care of you. You know, we put water out there and Gatorade out there, so it's really cool for that. Honestly, I don't have any concerns about G League. Nothing that I would say, you know, you guys need to work on this. Or, well, the one thing is my product didn't get there in time. I don't know.
I remember that, yeah. I don't remember exactly what happened, but you know what, actually, I do remember now. There was a shortage on shakes, which happens, I think, when we did yours, if I'm not mistaken, it was around in August.
No, I think it was in April.
Is it April? Okay. So there are those times in the year where we just have so much demand, August probably being one of the key times right when football is coming back, where we're so inundated with kit orders from various schools throughout the state that it's very hard to meet all the requirements. So that's why I was really big on trying to get all my Gatorade weeks in the spring this year and trying to make sure that, you know, there's product for everybody so we don't have to run into that this fall potentially. And we've actually done really well. I don't think we've had that issue very much since then. But so, yeah, that's just one of those things. Unfortunately, we have some high demand at certain times of the year, and we try our best to meet it. But
again, when you're getting all that stuff for free, I can't complain much about that.
Right.
Stuff coming in a week or two late. But
My students' only complaint is why we're not officially sponsored by Gatorade. That's what they all thought. Oh, we're sponsored by Gatorade now? Well, no, not – well, we're getting all this free stuff. Yeah, but it's going to run out. We're not sponsored by Gatorade. We're certainly I'm comfortable saying we're partnered with Gatorade.
Partner, absolutely, yes.
I know. Over there, do y'all have the apple chews? Because somebody told me that they were really good.
The green apple chews are very, very good.
Those
are our new ones this year. And then we have mint chocolate bars. So it tastes like a Girl Scout cookie.
Do you have the peanut butter ones over there?
You're talking about the energy bar. No, we don't have those. Well, actually, I might have some in my car. But we have some of those out there.
They'd be melted.
Probably melted.
What I appreciated about it more than anything was, and I'm sure you're in the same situation, Jeremy. I know you're in the same situation. You know, our school district, you know, has a relatively large percentage of low socioeconomic status kids that are on free and reduced lunch, and it's not uncommon for a kiddo to come to athletics fourth period or sixth period or seventh period, and they either still haven't eaten anything that day or for whatever reason, whatever. You know, so we've kind of stockpiled some bars and some shakes as giveaways to those kids when we know that a kid hadn't eaten or needs to eat. We actually have several diabetic students, student-athletes also. So, you know, it's been a blessing to know that, because what I've done in the past is just always had granola bars in the training room, and I just come out of pocket and give those. So it's been nice to be able to hand some of those out from time to time when I know a kid has a little issue. So,
And that's rewarding to hear. I mean, that's definitely something that I have been in situations where I've, you know, worked with schools that don't necessarily have, you know, as far as an equal playing field, as far as, you know, the facilities and things like that with others. So it's really nice to be able to do things like Gatorade Weeks and do things where we have some leeway to really benefit those schools in a certain way. And one thing I will mention, too, and this is something I wanted to mention that we're touching on it in a bit, but something that I wanted to just at least kind of clear up the discrepancy, because I get the question a bunch, is, you know, well, aren't you guys a supplement company and we can't really use supplements? And there's a huge distinction between what we do and what a supplement is. So just very, very simply, we are actually an FDA-governed company. So we are actually, by definition, a food product. So everything that's on the label, on the back of our product, we have to account for every single thing that's on there, as opposed to a supplement company where the quality standards aren't necessarily there. You're not exactly sure what you're putting in the kid's body. So that's one thing I will say, too, if parents or athletic trainers have questions in those regards, feel free to please reach out to me. So that's just something I'd like to at least try to mention.
Yeah, definitely, because, I mean, I've talked to you a couple of registered dietitians, and we've talked about that, you know, the NFS for sport or whatever those other things are, just saying, you know, Olympic athletes that lose their medal because they took a supplement and had, you know, steroid
cough dinner. Syrup.
Yeah.
You know.
So that's good to throw out there.
Absolutely.
Anything else, John? Anything else, Aaron?
You
know.
Don't
Jasmine,
so.
You got any questions for? No. All right, sweet. That was very cool. Aaron, thanks for joining us. Hopefully we'll be seeing you soon, if not this year, then next. I'm sure John will see you soon. So for the Sports Medicine Broadcast at SWATA, Aaron, give us one more time your information so more students get a hold of you.
Sure. It's Aaron, first name, Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, .Francel, F-R-A-N-C-L, @ PepsiCo.com. And my phone number again is 405-590-2157.
All right, so hit him up and... if you see John Harmon, DISD Sports Med,
yeah,
on Twitter,
at DISD Sports Med.
And make sure you tag Gatorade and DISD Sports Med, because John really wants Gatorade to retweet him. So.
Please, Gatorade, retweet.
I know the person that needs to do that. I will.
Show me a little love.
I will.
Every week I'm putting pictures up of all the Gatorade stuff I have out on my sidelines. Come on, Gatorade.
I'm on them.
I believe in you, Gatorade. All right, that's a wrap.
Thanks, guys.